Shopping bags full of money, claims of foreign influence and the downfall of a Labor Party executive. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption has heard some sensational and disturbing revelations in its recent hearings. And evidence that the New South Wales Labor Party received a $100,000 donation from a now-banned Chinese property developer has refocused calls for a national anti-corruption watchdog with the power to keep an eye on federal politicians. Geoffrey Watson SC is a Sydney barrister, a director of the Centre for Public Integrity and a former counsel assisting the New South Wales Corruption Commission. Geoffrey Watson, welcome to The World Today.
Well, it's great to be here.
Right now, there is no federal anti-corruption commission. Could conduct of the kind now being investigated in the New South Wales Commission be similarly scrutinised if it were alleged to be happening in national politics?
No, it couldn't. That's the big problem. There is no federal agency equipped to carry out such an inquiry.
In New South Wales, it was the Electoral Commission which discovered these Labor Party donation discrepancies and referred the matter to the New South Wales Corruption Commission. Would the Electoral Commission not be capable of exposing any similar concerns at the federal level?
I'm sorry to say, the Federal Electoral Commission, which does a wonderful job in organising elections, is given no teeth whatsoever to try and find this kind of conduct, much less expose it. Even in New South Wales, our Electoral Commission, which uncovered the conduct, referred it on to ICAC, which does have the teeth to bite and get these things out into the open.
Prior to the federal election, the Morrison government did put forward a model for a federal anti-corruption body. How do its powers compare to the New South Wales Anti-Corruption Commission, the ICAC that you've just mentioned?
So awful. I say this seriously. Their proposal would be worse than having no commission at all because it's such a sham. Corrupt people, corrupt public officials and politicians could wave around and say, see, there's been no investigation by the federal ICAC. How does it compare? For starters, there was an embargo on investigating anything which had happened in the past. Second thing is, to initiate any kind of investigation requires it to be shown that the criminal offences occurred. Well, that's just absurd. That's too high a threshold. And by that stage, if criminal offence is already discovered, then it's a matter for the police. Also, nothing can be done publicly. It's all to be done secretively. Just think about it now, if that wonderful Royal Commission into Institutional Child Abuse, just imagine for a moment if that had been able to be kept secret by the same institutions who are under investigation. I could go on, but my favourite is this. There is an embargo under the coalition model at looking into the affairs of politicians. They're going to protect themselves. It's a sham.
You say that, oh, well, if there were criminal conduct, it would be investigated by the police. Why is a police investigation not adequate?
It's been found over years that the police are not geared up to investigate these kinds of crimes. What it is with public sector corruption, incidentally, the most serious crime in the world today. With public sector corruption, what you've got is those who make up the rules are those who are finding the loopholes in them so as to take advantage of them. The thing is that it's almost impossible to uncover that kind of thing if you do not have exemplary powers, kinds of powers customarily given to a royal commissioner, the power to secure the attendance of somebody to question them. That's how not only ICAC in New South Wales, but the other major anti-corruption agencies around Australia work. And the thing is that the police do not. Meanwhile, we have absurd comments. For example, Mr. Abbott said, while he was the leader, he said that there was no federal corruption. Of course there's federal corruption. There isn't something magic about the border with Canberra.
In the wake of these recent revelations from the New South Wales inquiry, the Labor Party federally is now calling for a much stronger federal anti-corruption body than the government is putting forward. But federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese previously expressed concerns that in some forms a corruption body could inhibit government. What do you say to that?
It should inhibit government. It should inhibit corrupt government. And the thing is that it won't interfere with good government. But I think these events at ICAC will turn them around and they will come on board and support a strong ICAC. I think it'll be positive. I think that what we'll get is a toothless tiger under the coalition. But one day we'll get this, Eleanor. 80% of Australians support it.
To what extent are you concerned that our democracy is vulnerable without a strong anti-corruption body at a national level?
This current inquiry in New South Wales is ostensibly about $100,000 in cash in an Aldi bag. It's a much bigger question. If this is about why a person who's been named as an agent of influence of the Chinese government sought to influence a New South Wales election. At the moment, we're depending upon ICAC in New South Wales to look at an issue which involves national security, underlining, Eleanor, exactly why we need a powerful and independent federal body which could do the same. The lesson here is elections are vulnerable to overseas influence.
Geoffrey Watson, thanks so much for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
And Geoffrey Watson is a Sydney barrister and former counsel assisting the Independent Commission Against Corruption in New South Wales.